Books on Tape presents Lambrusco by Ellen Cooney. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Glittering air. The sun so clear you seek flowering apricot trees and hawthorn for that bitter scent of the heart. But the trees are dry and the stiff plants undercut calmness. The sky is empty. Under your pounding feet it seems the land is hollow. A hush all around. Only in the rising wind, faraway songs. Giovanni Pascoli. Every love is a shield against sadness, a silent step in the dark. Salvatore Quasimodo. Chapter 1. On the train, the whole world was the train. No noise from the corridor. The other passengers had settled in. The door of my compartment was closed. The conductor had already been through. I was only traveling locally, going home. But nothing was normal. Every journey was complicated. No police, no soldiers. It was almost easy to forget that if it weren't for soldiers and police, the trains would not be running. My papers were in order. Lucia Fantini of Mengo. Age 55, born a Sicilian. The lady with the voice at Aldo's, widow of Aldo, mother of Beppe. No problems, just a couple of brief confrontations, the usual. I knew how to raise my guard graciously so the barriers didn't show, to make it seem I'd said yes when saying no.
Excuse me, Signora Fantini, it's a great piece of luck we've run into you. As hurried as you are, could you...